Alabama is set to execute on its first nitrogen asphyxiation execution for an inmate. Let me show y'all what's happening over here in Alabama, and then we're going to talk about it afterwards, all right?
An Alabama inmate is due to be put to death today after a federal appeals court said the state is allowed to carry out a first-of-its-kind execution using nitrogen gas. The Supreme Court chose not to hear an appeal in this case, and the condemned man now faces this untested method after a botched attempt to execute him last year by lethal injection. Lilia Luciano has been following all of this, the case itself. Lilia, good morning.
Good morning to you, Tony. Look, this is a historic execution because it is unprecedented. Kenneth Eugene Smith will be the test subject for this method. His execution is happening 35 years after he was convicted for murder, but only 5 months since the state presented a protocol to use it.
Today, three people have been charged with Mrs. Sennett's death.
In 1988, Kenneth Eugene Smith was one of three people paid $1,000 in the murder for hire of Elizabeth Durlene Sennett, a plot engineered by her husband. Smith was sentenced to death. Now Smith is slated to undergo his second attempt of a state execution after Alabama failed the first time by lethal injection in 2022. This time, the state will use nitrogen hypoxia, a gas delivered through a mask. In their arguments to the Supreme Court, Smith and his lawyers stated a second attempt at execution would be a violation of his constitutional rights and amount to cruel and unusual punishment. The High Court declined to intervene or give an explanation. In an earlier 2-1 ruling, a federal appeals court had declined to stop the execution, stating in part, there's no doubt that death by nitrogen hypoxia is both new and novel, but that Smith failed to prove how it violates a constitutional ban on cruel and unusual punishment. Smith spoke to NPR last December.
I'm still carrying trauma from the last time. I've been treated for PTSD, and I struggle daily. Everybody is telling me that I'm going to suffer.
The untested and untried method is the country's newest form of execution since 1982. Alabama is one of three states, along with Oklahoma and Mississippi, that allows for the use of nitrogen gas in executions. But Alabama did not have an approved protocol for the method until this past August. According to Alabama's Department of Corrections, Smith will be strapped to a gurney and a mask will be placed on his face. The nitrogen gas will be administered for 15 minutes or 5 minutes following a flatline indication on the EKG, whichever is longer.
So basically, there's people that are protesting this, and they're protesting it under the guise of both cruel and unusual punishment and arguing against the death penalty. In addition to that, this is a very unique case, and not only is it the first time that this is being administered inside of the United States of America, but also it's following a botched attempt previously, which he's arguing violates his constitutional right against cruel and unusual punishment. And this execution is coming after he's been fed, housed, clothed, and has existed for well past what it is that they determined was his expiration date, some 35 years later after he was already sentenced. The United States is a very unique place, a very, very, very unique place in that whatever happens, whether you're trying to build infrastructure or whether you're trying to argue against not being executed yet you were sentenced to death, is a very it's a tedious, long, expensive project. Everything is a long, expensive project. So I will keep my eyes on this. This is very interesting. It looks like he's lived a full life. A very, very full life, but we will see how this plays out. And I couldn't imagine personally having to go through it twice, but that is what's happening down in Alabama. In addition to that, Trump is set to take the stand today in a defamation suit to determine whether or not or how much money he has to pay to Eugene Carroll. Take a look.
We're getting the latest now on Donald Trump. He's off the campaign trail, heading to a courtroom for a civil trial to determine how much he must pay for defaming E. Jean Carroll. Senior investigative correspondent Aaron Katursky is at the courthouse in downtown Manhattan. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, George. Court is resuming here today after a three-day pause over a COVID-19 scare. Assuming former President Trump does take the witness stand, as he says he will, there are going to be limits on what he can say, because this trial is only about how much money, if any, Trump needs to pay E. Jean Carroll for defaming her in 2019 after she accused him of sexual assault. An earlier trial determined Trump did sexually assault Carroll and found his statements denying it were defamatory. So on the witness stand, Trump is not allowed to say otherwise or accuse Carroll of lying or of having improper motives for bringing her claim. The judge has already threatened to boot Trump from court after the former president made disruptive side comments about the case that the jury could hear. So the question is whether Trump complies today with restrictions on his behavior and on his testimony. Attorneys for E. Jean Carroll have already expressed concern that Trump's going to use his testimony to sow chaos or try to turn the trial into some kind of a political campaign event.
So essentially, Donald Trump is set to take the stand today in order to testify, but they're putting restrictions on what it is that he can say as to whether or not he's guilty in the first place, which he was basically sued for defamation because she made an accusation against him. And he basically was like, yo, I would never touch a chick like that ever in my life. I don't know her. I don't remember ever dealing with her. And her to come out with these execution all of these years later in order to accuse me of something I don't agree with. She sued him for defamation after her accusations. Obviously, she won. And now him taking a stand today is basically for them to determine whether or not, if any, monies that he should have to pay, in which she's seeking upwards of about $10 million for defamation against the former president, now running for president in the 2024 election. So this is wild to me. Again, I just don't know how women are able to get away with this, but fellas think that they above the law. If it can happen to president, the former president Donald Trump, I don't know why you think you so special, but we'll continue to rock out. And then last but not least, ladies and gentlemen, Tesla. Tesla had earnings, and they provided guidance in their earnings call or whatever, but it was really, really vague. But he did say one thing that caught my eye that I do want to discuss as a part of what it is that we talk about in Stock Club on Sunday. In addition to hospitality, in addition to another really, really interesting thing that I want to break down inside of the Stock Club that you guys probably should pay attention to, that's always going to pay dividends for the rest of your life, and there will never be a shortage of companies being able to capitalize off of this one thing that I want to talk about. Tesla, also want to talk about something that he said inside of the earnings call. Take a look.
Let's get over to Phil LeBeau, find out what he's thinking when it comes to this earnings report. I can't imagine it's particularly good, Phil.
No, and basically it's what everybody else is thinking, not just reporters, but analysts. Everybody says the same thing. Where's the guidance? What? It's vague in terms of what you're expecting next year. You give people vague guidance, you get the stock reaction that you have today. So here are the takeaways from Tesla's earnings report last night. Very scant in terms of details. So if you're sitting there saying, well, I'm expecting this, hard to hang your hat on anything. 24 deliveries, they didn't give a number. They just said notably lower growth than in 2023. They did say that they would expect to begin production on the next generation. This is this lower priced model in the second half of 2025. Keep in mind, that's just a goal that's out there. That's not written in stone. And Elon Musk had this warning about Chinese automakers during the call last night.
The Chinese car companies are the most competitive car companies in the world. So I think they will have significant success outside of China, depending on what kind of tariffs or trade barriers are established. Frankly, I think if there are not trade barriers established, they will pretty much demolish most other car companies in the world.
So that's the part that really is interesting to me, both from an investor's perspective and as an American. He's basically giving you a warning because he's obviously super familiar, as Tesla is one of the very few American companies that is doing business in China without having a partner with a Chinese company. But he's very much aware of what's coming as far as Chinese car companies finally being able to break into worldwide markets, including here in the United States of America. I know that Warren Buffett and Berkshire Hathaway specifically is invested in BYD, which is called Build Your Dreams, a Chinese automaker, which has really, really taken over and really doing numbers. I even have had a bit of a conversation on a segment that I did on the Millionaire Morning Show previously about BYD versus Tesla. But in addition to that, I think that all electric automakers are suffering from what news stories have broke out, which obviously we got fly-by-night investors that are not making informed decisions. But he was basically saying, listen, the Chinese automakers is coming. They are incredible. Their cars are incredibly innovative. And they are going to really, really mess up a lot of other automakers when they start to break into certain markets. So I think that that's something that we also probably need to discuss in Stock Club. You guys know that I already had divested from Tesla stock a long time ago, and I had repositioned myself. But some people is asking in the chat, should we buy the dip? Well, that's something that we'll discuss, obviously, inside of Stock Club this weekend. So if you're not a part of the Patreon, link is in the description as well as pinned to the top of the chat. But more importantly, ladies and gentlemen, that is your Quick Hits.